Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to talk, at least for a little while, about actually making things better. We do talk about things getting worse in this country all the time, and that seems to obsess people, particularly during a political season where the view of both sides of the other side is positively apocalyptic. So what do you do about it? What do you actually do to make this world a better place, to make this country a better place? Somebody with ideas about that is Bjorn Lomborg. He is a best-selling author and academic. He's best known for actually talking about climate change and talking about climate change in a non-hysterical manner, in a way that emphasizes what can actually be done to make things better. The seven different Nobel laureates, people who have won the Nobel Prize, have worked with Bjorn on his Copenhagen Consensus. That is his think tank in Denmark. And he is also a visiting fellow, Bjorn, at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He's been named one of the world's 100 most influential people by Time magazine. He's the author of a new book, already a brand new bestseller. It is called Best Things First, and the subtitle is The 12 Most Efficient Solutions for the World's Poorest and Our Global SDG Promises. One of the things that he mentions in the book is vaccines. And what you say, Bjorn, is vaccination is one of the true wonders of humanity, having saved more lives than any other medical invention and providing population-level control of diseases that once run rampant. Why is it then that, not just relating to COVID, but relating generally, there is this spreading anti-vaccine movement? We even have a presidential candidate based on the anti-vaccine movement, Robert Kennedy, who is drawing about 20-25% of the Democratic vote right now. Why is that movement so strong if vaccines are so great?
Michael, it's great to be on your show. And it's important to say we're talking about childhood immunization. So we're talking about we should make sure that everybody is vaccinated against measles, hepatitis, rotaviruses, these very simple things where we can save lots of people. I think the reason why we have become a little skeptical is because it's so long ago that we saw infectious diseases kill vast swathes of our population. Remember, smallpox in the first part is the only disease, infectious disease that mankind has actually eradicated. It killed somewhere between 300 and 500 million people in the beginning of last century. And we've totally forgotten. We've eradicated in 1978. But had we not done so, it seems reasonable to believe that every year about 5 million people would still die from this terrible disease. Likewise with measles, we know measles are incredibly dangerous and will kill a lot of small kids. We will probably have about 2.5 million deaths from measles if we didn't vaccinate. This is not rocket science. This is something we discovered already in the late 1700s. It works. Making sure that the body has already seen a disease, which is basically what vaccination is, so it's ready for it when it comes again and then can quickly tamp down on it. That's just simply a smart thing to do. I get that a lot of people are worried about all kinds of other things, but this is really one of those things we know incredibly cheap, incredibly effective.
What about, I know with the measles vaccine, there is a great deal of hysteria in this country, unfortunately, about measles vaccines causing autism in children. I know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes that he has an autistic child, and it's because of the measles vaccine. Is there any scientific basis for that?
Again, you're asking an economist. We're basically taking the evidence from all the scientists. My understanding of this is it has virtually no basis. There is so the original study that made everybody very worried has been retracted, and it was just bad science. This is not to say that, you know, it would be astounding if we had a situation where a vaccine or any other medical procedure did not sometimes have a negative outcome. That's undoubtedly true for vaccines as well. But everything has a price, and this is a very, very low risk compared to the immense risk you have, for instance, for measles. Again, let's just remember, if we didn't have a measles vaccine, you know, millions of kids would be dying each and every year. And the fact that we only have, and I put that in inverted commas, we only have about 80,000 people dying from measles now in the world is mostly because we have a vaccine. So, look, I get that people are worried. I get that this is a controversial issue, like many other things. But, you know, we have pretty good data that tells us this is a very low risk and a very high benefit and fairly cheap intervention. That's why we find that this is one of the 12 best things for humanity to do, where we can basically spend very little money and end up doing incredibly good. We estimate that for about $1.7 billion a year, we can save 500,000 more lives each and every year. That's just simply a darn good deal.
Some of the other ideas, and the book is called Best Things First, the subtitle, The 12 Most Efficient Solutions for the World's Poorest. What are some other examples of minor investments that we can make that would bring major benefits to the world?
So one of the things that surprised me a lot was how many moms and kids die around the process of birth. So about 300,000 moms die each year, and about 2.4 million kids die in their first 28 days on Earth. And we know how to avoid most of these at very low cost. So we estimate that if you could just spend about $5 billion a year, this is not nothing, but it's a fairly small amount, we could actually save 1.4 million lives. We could save 166,000 moms and more than 1.2 million kids. Again, this is not rocket science. Just give you one example. So about 5% of all kids that are born don't start breathing on their own. So they actually need an active intervention. In rich world, we do that routinely. We just simply apply, we put in air in their lungs and they start breathing and they live. If you have a resuscitator, it's basically just a hand pump in the poor part of the world, you can do the same thing. That hand pump costs about $75. And over its lifetime of 3 years, it can save, say, 25 lives. This is just simply not rocket science. It's something that's very simple, very smart. The other thing, just to give you another example, because this is about saving lives, the other one is education, about making people better off. So most kids are in school today. About half a billion kids are in primary school in the lower-income countries. And most of them are just not learning very much. This is to a large extent because we have, you know, you put all 12-year-olds in one grade and all 13-year-olds in another grade, and that's fine if everybody's been following the curriculum all the way through. But for most of these kids in developing countries, there's a wide range. So some of these kids are very, very well aware of what's going on. Some of them have no clue. And what's a teacher going to do? You need to teach each one of those kids at their own level. And one way to do that is to put them in front of a tablet 1 hour a day. This is very, very well proven in lots of studies. If you put them in front of a tablet with educational software 1 hour a day, because this tablet learns exactly where this kid is very quickly and teaches it at its own level.
Okay, read further information. This is so important. The book is called Best Things First. It's posted at our website. The author is the one, the only, Bjorn Lomborg. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Daily Mail over in London has just issued a list that is very relevant to what we were talking about just moments ago with Dr. Bjorn Lomborg about the best things that one can do to actually improve life around the world. And The list the Daily Mail has issued is put together by a Professor Hanke, who has computed various standards of suffering. And basically, he turns out that Zimbabwe is the world's most miserable country, trumping Venezuela, Cuba, and war-torn Syria. That is according to an annual misery index, which ranks almost 160 countries on factors like unemployment figures, inflation, bank lending rates. The African nation of Zimbabwe, used to be known as Rhodesia, it's home to roughly 16 million people, is now ranked among the top five gloomiest nations for 3 years in a row. Robert Mugabe's brutal rule of Zimbabwe turned this country into an international outcast, mired in corruption, violence, and an economic crisis that reduced tens of thousands to grinding poverty. What are the other most miserable nations in the world? Number two is Venezuela, which used to be one of the most prosperous nations in Latin America. And it is now rated second most miserable, followed by Syria, Lebanon, Sudan. Those three Arab nations, all of them have civil wars going on and terrible conflict. Then Yemen, Argentina, Cuba, Turkey. Ukraine is also on the list of most miserable nations, but that because they're in the process of being attacked and invaded with destruction every day. So where is the United States? The United States now is 134th on the list. Yeah, 134th. That's good, because remember, number one on the list is the most miserable. We're the 134th least miserable, and we actually have been moving in the right direction. We were 102nd last year, but unemployment has gone down in America. It's with only 3.4% of Americans today, the lowest level in decades. So we are now close to the least miserable nation on Earth, according to this index. It's actually, believe it or not a Scandinavian nation, though all the Scandinavian nations, Finland and Norway and Denmark, home of Dr. Lomborg, they're all up there. But number one in the world as the least miserable nation, the one that has done the best job of limiting or eliminating misery and suffering for its own population, is Switzerland. Which, again, on all of these rankings, Switzerland does remarkably well. There's also a very important, it seems to me, move by the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy. We've talked about him before. Dr. Murthy had also been Surgeon General during the Obama administration, but he's not an ideologue, and he is not a political activist. He is America's doctor, and he has been doing a great job, it seems to me. He issued an advisory about a month ago on the dangers of loneliness and isolation in this country, and how it costs people a great deal in terms of their personal physical health, not just their emotional health, but that he came out with the remarkable bit of data that indicates that if you are one of those people who say you have no close friends, and that is close to a third of Americans, it's shocking. If you're in that circumstance, it's the health equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. As smoking 15 cigarettes a day is terrible. It shortens your life. First of all, it's going to make you stink. But it's a terrible thing for you. But it's also terrible to go without social contact. And this is somewhat related to that. The headline is, Surgeon General calls for curbs on how young people use social media. And the story, the nation's top health official issued an extraordinary public warning about the risks of social media to young people, urging a push to fully understand the possible harm to the mental health and well-being of children and adolescents. He wrote, quote, "There are ample indicators that social media can also have a profound risk of harm to the mental health and well-being of children and adolescents." The report included practical recommendations to help families guide children's social media use. It recommended that families keep meal times and in-person gatherings free of devices to help build social bonds and promote conversation. It suggested creating a family media plan to set expectations for social media use, including boundaries around content and keeping personal information private. Dr. Murthy also called on tech companies to enforce minimum age limits to create default settings for children with high safety and privacy standards. And he urged the government to create age-appropriate health and safety standards for technology platforms. Adolescents are not just smaller adults, Dr. Murthy said in an interview on Monday, actually. They're in a different phase of development, and they're in a critical phase of brain development. Montana's governor just recently signed a bill banning TikTok from operating in the state at all, prompting the Chinese-owned app to file a lawsuit and young TikTok users to lament what one called a kick in the face. In March, Utah became the first state to prohibit social media services from allowing users under 18 to have accounts without the explicit consent of a parent or guardian. That law could dramatically curtail young people's access to apps like Instagram and Facebook. Look, this is important material, and there is much more. But we would all do so much to improve the physical health and security of our children. This has to do with their physical health and their emotional health at a time of mental health crisis for American adolescents, which has been widely reported. We'll talk about other steps in the right direction coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he believes there will be an agreement made to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. He emphasized the negotiations are about outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default. The week ahead of the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, government forecasters are out with their forecast.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. I'm Richard Johnson.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up as Americans start to head out on Memorial Day weekend trips. AAA reports the average for a gallon of regular is now $3.57. That's up 4 cents from last week. Dave Collins, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we spoke earlier about the fact that Stuart Rhodes, the founder, leader of Oath Keepers, who was under trial for seditious conspiracy. It's the most serious charge available to some of the people who caused the violence, the hospitalization of 140 police officers, and the misery and the destruction and the assault on democracy that was part of January 6, 2021. It was a terrible day. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. It was not a beautiful day. There was nothing beautiful about it. Certainly not for people who wish well for our country and for our political system, which involves a peaceful transfer of power when it's appropriate. And it's always appropriate, by the way, when it's actually a transfer of power based upon the will of the people. And the will of the people is registered in a very clear-cut election. In any event, Stuart Rhodes going to prison for 18 years. And now I don't know if he has the possibility of earlier parole. He probably does. But it's the most serious sentence that anyone has received for involvement in that riot on January 6, 2021. There's another semi-celebrity who's just been released from prison. The QAnon shaman, remember him? Jacob Chansley. He had all kinds of special dietary needs when he was in prison. And he was the guy who was dressed up in the Viking helmet, the sort of steel pointed helmet with horns on it. And he was bare-chested, and he had a fair selection of tattoos, and he was there in the House chamber presiding as the QAnon shaman. He has now released a video. And the video shows the brand new Jacob Chansley. He's dressed now not in a Viking helmet, but wearing an American flag bandana on his head with an American flag tie and a white suit. And he has these optimistic words. Listen.
So, in the spirit of Christ's example, I would like to use this official statement to make it extremely clear that I have no animosity or hatred toward the United States federal government. And I have forgiven my captors, and I pray for them, because that is what Christ would do. The next part of my journey entails using the power of patience and peace to spread the truth and to do so in the spirit of a Christ-like forgiveness. In closing, Gandhi once said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. So it seems I've already undergone the first three stages of this process. Now, all there is left to do is win. Remember,
now there's all
knowledge
left to
always
do.
Overcomes power.
Now, all there's left to do is win? For what? What brought him there to the House chamber to demonstrate at the time? Again, whether he still believes in QAnon, I don't know. But the idea that he's quoting Christ and Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi, I suppose that's a step in the right direction. Speaking of steps in the right direction, the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, expressed renewed hope that the city county homelessness agency can succeed in cleaning up some of the homeless infestation and encampments that have just devastated Portland, which is one of the biggest problems with homelessness anywhere in the country. And he expressed disappointment that the homeless service that the city funded jointly with Multnomah County hadn't been able to spend all the money it had budgeted over the past year, meaning hundreds of people who could have been helped weren't helped. Okay, how many people have actually been helped? What progress have they made? But ahead of a city council vote next week on whether to renew the city's participation in the joint office, Wheeler said a renewed partnership between the city and county gives him, quote, renewed hope that we can build a better Portland for all. Great. He said discussions with the county to adjust the joint office partnership have been moving in the right direction. And in the 3 weeks since the new director of the joint office took that post, they are going to be able to spend more of this money. Just a hint to some of our friends on the left, spending money is not the equivalent of solving problems. This is unreal. By the way, a short flashback. We were talking about Stuart Rhodes, who was just sentenced to 18 years. He appeared on the Alex Jones show and spoke about his plans for January 6th. Listen.
What we're doing is we have men all red pair to go in if the president calls us out. We should outside D.C. as a nuclear option in case they attempt to remove the president illegally. We will step in and stop it. And we're going to be there to also help secure the coming rally this Saturday and your caravan coming in. So I've got good men on the ground already. We've been did a leader's recon there last week, and we're sorting out what we're going to be staging, and we'll be there. We'll be inside D.C. We'll also be on the outside of D.C. armed.
Okay, this is one of the reasons he got convicted. He was actually planning some kind of revolution or insurrection, if you will. By the way, there's also this. I was leafing through the paper, and this is Seattle Times, And they have a little section that says Local News Digest. Around the Northwest. Seattle. Man fatally shot in Ravenna. A man was fatally shot in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood early Tuesday. Just after 2 a.m., officers responded to reports of a shooting near Olga Park. Then Linwood. Police. One killed in truck theft. A shooting in Linwood left a man dead and a woman injured after the pair tried to steal a truck early Tuesday. A man staying at a hotel told police he heard his truck being started in the parking lot around 2:30 a.m. He found his truck in the lot with a man inside. A confrontation followed, and the truck owner shot the man and the woman who were trying to steal his truck. A Seattle, man found dead on Alaskan Way. A man, 29, with head injuries and a gunshot wound, was found dead in the downtown Seattle early Tukwila, three injured at a shooting party. This is a good one. A shooting at a large party in Tukwila left three men injured early Saturday. Officers found a chaotic scene shortly after midnight in a short-term rental. Three men were shot and taken to the hospital, and multiple agencies responded to control the crowd of more than 100 people. Two men were in stable condition, and one was in critical condition. And then finally, Federal Way, Washington, two women who worked at a bar die. Two people were killed and another injured early Sunday outside a Federal Way bar. Officers responded to the Stars Bar and Grill on Pacific Highway Sunday at 3 a.m. for a reported shooting and found two women, 36 and 38, and a man, 25, with gunshot wounds. The women, both employees at the bar, died at the scene, and the man, a customer, was taken to a hospital. That's it. That's all the local news they put in that section. What's going on? We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I did just finished sharing with you some of the what is called a local news digest, which every single one of the articles, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, is about some kind of shooting, which is really too bad. Then there's also this story, which we'll get through very quickly. A Florida man armed with an AK-47 was arrested at a Virginia preschool. That means 3-year-olds. It means 2-year-olds. It means at most 4-year-olds. This is in Fairfax County, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. Eric Sandow, age 32, was trespassing at Dolly Madison Preschool in McLean, Virginia, which is a very privileged suburb of D.C. He told police that he was on his way to the CIA in Langley, Virginia. Police seized two weapons from his vehicle, including that AK-47, and charged Sandow with felony possession of a firearm on school property. What the was he doing at a preschool? We have serious problems with mentally ill people and their access to weapons, it seems to me, in the United States. And that shouldn't be controversial. Meanwhile, some movies that may be controversial that are being released for this Memorial Day weekend. The latest from Hollyweird. Okay, the big movie, without any question, is The Little Mermaid, which is coming out from the Disney Company. Most people are very familiar with the plot line and with the songs. The songs are all there. They're very well dramatized. And the film uses a combination of some animated characters who are gorgeously animated, fitting them together with live-action characters, real people, who are actually represent a talented cast. The one thing that most people know a little bit about is Ariel, the little mermaid who falls in love with a human being and has her life changed and has to make a deal with a sea witch, and you know the basic story, is played in this film by a newcomer named Halle Bailey, who is sensational. She is a rising star. She is magnetic and charming and just seems nice and somebody that you sympathize with and feel drawn to. The movie sounds a little bit like this.
You broke the rules. You went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
Poor child.
I can help you. You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself. Is that even possible?
It's what I live for.
Something about you seems different. I can't quite figure it out.
She got legs, you idiot.
Okay, the voices that you just heard there, it's Javier Bardem, Oscar winner, who plays the King Triton, the father of Ariel. And it's Melissa McCarthy, who's actually very good as Ursula, the sea witch. She's not quite as scary as the Ursula in the animated film. This film surprised me because of all of the live-action films so far that Disney has made based on animated classics, this is the best one. And it is thoroughly enjoyable from beginning to end. And part of the reason is it's directed by Rob Marshall, who is a veteran director of musicals and musical comedies on Broadway and in movies. He did that Oscar-winning version of Chicago. He did Into the Woods recently. And this works spectacularly well. It features Awkwafina, whose voice you heard at the very end there, as the seagull Scuttlebutt, and there is Sebastian the Crab, who is voiced by David Diggs of Hamilton. And speaking of Hamilton, there are extra lyrics and some extra numbers, musical numbers, by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And they fit in beautifully with the film. The locations are great. The camera work is great. The special effects are marvelous. And the film is long. It's more than 2 hours long. But it is thoroughly enjoyable. And at the screening that I attended, advanced showing, there's actually applause afterward. And again, for something like Little Mermaid, which is something of a classic animated film, to come out, I think, even more engaging and more emotionally satisfying than the animated film, for it to work that well is a wonderful development. 3.5 stars for the outstanding Little Mermaid. The other big film is called Kandahar, and that may sound familiar. Kandahar was the name of a U.S. airbase that had been established in Afghanistan. Now, this is not about the U.S. Air Force in Afghanistan, in Kandahar. What it's about is secret operatives, and it's written by someone named Mitchell LaFortune, who was a U.S. Army intelligence officer who actually was stationed in Afghanistan and in the Middle East and did some work there, which gives this film a little bit more of a sense of authenticity. It stars Gerard Butler. It's also produced by Gerard Butler. He plays an operative who was involved in a top-secret, extremely clever operation to go after some Iranian weaponry. I won't tell you how that works out, but at one point he needs to be extracted from the Middle East, and that means he has to journey to Kandahar, where they will send a plane to pick him up and take him home. But will he make it when he has to engage all kinds of operatives who are from the Taliban, from other factions in Afghanistan, the Iranian militias, and there are even Pakistani bad guys in this film as well, all dueling with Gerard Butler and his loyal translator, Mohammed. Listen.
Door cover's blown. We leave for 15 minutes.
Stretch and point.
An old CIA base in Kandahar province.
Just want to go home, and I'll be with you.
The distance is not the main issue. It's what's in between.
Hey, they didn't catch my guy. I'm selling to the highest bidder.
There will be no sanctuary for you.
Raise your hands. Do it before they get trigger happy.
Tell me what's truly going on. The cutout's in an even bigger game. This is my life in your hands.
Okay, is it dramatic? Yes, it is. The locations are in Saudi Arabia. They actually shot there, and some of them are spectacular looking. David Negaban plays the translator. He is a scene stealer. He's outstanding. And another actor, who I don't know, all of the actors except for Gerard Butler are basically Middle Eastern, is Ali Fazel, who plays... somebody else that you just follow because he's a charismatic presence on screen. Does the plot make sense? No, it doesn't. And the way it shows the CIA back home in Langley, Virginia, as watching everybody on a big screen as if they have hidden cameras everywhere that they can follow seems a little bit of a stretch. But as these films go, this is a watchable, capable, 2.5-star movie. And one that actually I think many people would find surprisingly complex and interesting in terms of the life of an operative undercover. Meanwhile, it's Memorial Day coming up, and this is one of those times when it is terrific to be able to watch a film honoring people who have given the ultimate sacrifice to our country. And the best film that way, and with the best musical score that also is so deeply touching, Saving Private Ryan. You can't miss. One of the great films by one of Hollywood's greatest directors, of course, Steven Spielberg. Meanwhile, enjoy the upcoming holiday weekend in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.